Yo, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
Girls gone crazy for the 90s.
X amount of girls in the hair.
You hear?
S-E-X.
I like it.
Get mad.
Now with the hip to the hop to the hip hop reggae.
With the cabra, so they so what's next? First, what is the next step? Crazy sex,
yeah.
From the MC, them suggest.
I was walking down Broadway the other day. In New York, it was a board day with my man Jay. Lots of lovely ladies like a looking our way. Play like Willie Mays on Star and say, hey, then I seen a girl so beautiful, I wanted to know.
No.
I said, there's none as cute as you, now which way you go?
Go.
Into my rap, now won't you check out my flow? Mac Attack, come check out my show, check out my record. I make my message clear in this direction. Where do we go from here?
So what's next? First, what is the next step? Crazy sex. That away the cabra, so this so what's next? First, what is the next step? Crazy sex. Run the MC them so. Make she hip, make she up, make she tick like a clock, make she jump like a jack. Out of the box, get hot. Give me the S, give me the E, give me the X. Feel six. There's the question, Lord, coming up next. What's next? First, what is the next step? Crazy sex. That's how the cabra suggests.
Now busted Tina, looking cleaner and leaner at the arena. Tina scheming like a schemer, so Tina jumping my beamer. So we did, so we jumping in jet. Put it in gear, pull up and skid. Pop a pumping cassette. I figured a girl was riding my jock. Cause the way that she rocked. She started to clock. I'm loving her, coming up, rubbing her down till she started to frown. I said, yo, lady, bust it, baby, where do I go now? So, check out my record. I make my message clear in this direction. Where do we go from here?
So, what's next? First, what is the next step? Crazy sick. That's how the cabra, so this, so what's next? First, what is the next step? Crazy sex. Run the MC, them so. Like a mind reader, sit down and I read your mind. Say you want to go sex floating in time. Touch your breast button, body have to rewind. Whisper in your ears, spring chill to your spine. Ping, ping, champion, call me name, same time. Instant aphrodisiac, it make you feel fine. Point and no return, with body both entwined. Caress your body, ask questions, same time, what's next? Girls, what is the next step? Crazy sex. That's how the cabra suggests, what's next? Girls, what is the next step? Crazy sex. Run the MC, them suggests.
Now bust it pen to the hand, I am the grand writer, wrote a plan for your man, and damn, yo, the flow to make you move till my groove is here. So my dear, be up, good cheer, I'll make it perfectly clear. Now number two, you're the one when all is said and is done. Serious says the cancer, give an answer to run.
Step crazy sick. That's how the cabra so this so what's next? Girls, what is the next step crazy sick? Run the MC them so this.
I kick the lyrics, strictly wrecking the head. Not forgetting what is written, sticking to what is said. When D is MC and there's no being misled. Got to have her and like Shabba, I am wicked in bed. The woman made me wonder, she's the one I will wed. So I turned to the hunter and it is what I said. So I said, give me your number.
Next.
Hi, you're listening to Cool Like the Head, WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM. This is Cool Like the Head.
I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan Cobbler.
I'm Bobby Familiar.
We got some guests on the show tonight. Returning guests.
The ever so silent Ben Bronstein. I'll introduce him for you because he won't introduce himself.
He's an enigma. And we got the returning Nick Schultz. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
Ben's taking a call right now.
Yeah, we know
he's
where we are.
Yeah, he's clearly got more important things to do.
He's lying, though. We're actually at a secret location. So the government can't get to us. We know all their secrets.
All right. So, Ben and Nick, your first stint on the show tonight. What you're going to be doing is, you know, describe this little beer that you brought for us tonight.
I would be happy to. Ben, I feel like you should, take it away because, I mean, you're the one here.
Yeah, Ben. Ben, do you have anything to say about it? This was Ben's suggestion. You're both 21. I thought we'd do a little beer minute.
Yeah, I am 21. ID me if you must.
No, Ben doesn't talk. All right, never mind.
Feels good being
wasted. All right, Jonathan.
I'm actually drinking milk out of a sippy cup right now.
Is it warm?
It's one of the no spills. Jonathan's a very clumsy man.
Bobby's a clumsy man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Dude's got fingers like a pig.
You know what I'm going to do? To start this off, I'm going to revive an argument from last year.
Okay.
Remember the Lewis first floor bathroom soap?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, just today, I was in a bathroom where the pump didn't work, and it was open on the top, and I was like, I gotta do what you gotta do. Stick my hands in there.
Dip in your hands in soap.
Yeah, and that wasn't even at Lewis, you know, so it wasn't like a home-based soap that was out in the public domain.
But yeah, it's still,
soap is clean. Soap is always clean.
Can soap be dirty?
I believe that was the thesis of my argument, was that soap is always clean.
I mean, the soap itself might be clean, but it's mixed with dirty things. Like,
but they would get...
Like, if there was blood, someone just bled in the soap.
By that logic, what if you had a bucket of something very dirty, like, you know, some urine, you know?
Urine's sterile.
Let's go dirtier.
All right, you know, get some blood or some poop.
Some used tampons.
You're just in a bucket. All those things. All three of those things mixed together. Yeah. And then you just put a little drop of soap in that. Is that soap still clean?
If you were to take out the soap particles...
But that's what I'm saying. It all mixes together.
But no, I mean, the soap is in the minor... soap is in the minority there.
What are we listening to?
Little PSA. No, the real public service announcement, though, this is a real one this week. We usually don't give you, we usually give you a real one, but this is for real. This is for real. Drunk driving.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. But it peaks around Halloween, holidays especially, but Halloween's a bad one. Keep your eyes peeled. It's rainy out there, too.
Yeah, people can't, they don't look both ways, so they can't see through the mask or something, you know? Take it off.
Yeah. Look out for the clowns, though.
Yeah, look out for clowns.
Yeah, you never know what they
have. Yo, clowns, yeah.
Clowns are probably going to be peaking tomorrow.
They're going to be peaking Halloween as well.
Clowns are out and about.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I honestly...
Don't antagonize them.
Watching, World Star and stuff, it's dangerous for them, because I've seen these videos, they'll roll up on a car, and dude comes out, gun in hand, you know, like...
You got a clown costume on. You got a target.
There's a clown out there now. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I feel like people will not only beat you up, they will come together.
Like they will. Like I will actively hunt clowns.
Mm. Like I would. You know, I'd look a guy in the eyes like, let's take care of this clown.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a clown, watch out for me. I'm gonna be Bob from Bob's Burgers. Easily identifiable. I'm one of those typical in shape and out of shape at the same time, young adults. So you'll be able to notice
Nick that. Nick Schultz snuffing clowns.
Yeah, exactly. That's how my doctor described me, in shape and out of shape at the same time. I guess I'm just all right. Yeah. Living.
No, I really do think clowns are going to be on the rise tomorrow.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. There's something about being a clown's a little... I mean, I feel like it'd be exhilarating, you know? People are afraid of you.
Yeah, you just hide somewhere for a while.
What noise do you make as a clown?
I think there's a clown attack right outside our window.
Outside the studio.
Ben, what's going on out there?
We got eyes on the road, Ben.
To give you guys some context, Ben actually just got promoted in jiu-jitsu, so, I mean, if clowns come up here, I mean, we're pretty safe.
Come on.
Curb stomp him, or I'm pretty sure it's not a jiu-jitsu thing, but...
So I can kill people a little easier.
Oh, Jonathan, because it's Halloween, give me a little, Charles Mingus. Oh, you got something? I'm sorry.
Baby, your light is out.
Mm.
Took me a long time to dig it, but I found out you don't really dig me. You don't love me, baby. So get your heels to clicking, 'cause baby, your light is out.
And I am full of nothing and pain. Who soothes my thumping, bumping brain?
Nobody.
When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who sells here 25 cents? Go ahead and get something to eat. But I ain't ever done nothing to nobody. I ain't ever got nothing from nobody in no time. Until I get something from somebody sometime. Don't ever do nothing for nobody no time. When summer comes all cool and clear, and my friends see me drawing near, who says, come in, have some beer?
Nobody.
When I was in that railroad wreck and thought I'd cashed in my last check, Who took the enzyme off my neck? Not a soul. Why, never done nothing to nobody. I never got nothing from nobody, no time. Until I get something from somebody sometime. I never did nothing for nobody, no time.
Never will be a revolution.
Drinking wine.
Never will be a revolution.
Drinking wine.
Thank you. Hoping to have Donald Trump live here tomorrow for an extensive interview. And there is plenty more ahead as the fact moves along this evening. New poll says voters are stressed out over the presidential race. Miller has some advice. Back to follow-up segment tonight, politically correct madness on college campuses. Monday's Halloween, and you had better be careful on some college campuses. For example, Tufts in Boston has issued these guidelines for those in fraternities and sororities. Students could face severe disciplinary action. I'm talking to you. If you offend peers with your costumes or make anyone feel threatened or unsafe, students must not appropriate cultures or display racial stereotypes. That's good. No leprechauns allowed on Tufts. Also, I am assuming no Mexican sombreros, no Native American buckskin, no French fries, and absolutely no antipasta. Is now here in New York City, Ebony Williams, and from Washington, Katie Pavlich. So,
all right, I don't think O'Reilly knows it.
We got Arnold O'Reilly.
Yeah, that was on the O'Reilly Factor this week, talking about Tufts. I don't think he knows what antipasta is. Dude's like Irish, doesn't even know the Italian roots, man. Come on. Yeah. It's like olives. You can't appropriate olives.
The homeland.
Dress up as an olive.
Would it be like offensive if me, who's like
talking to a mic now?
Oh, I thought he was pointing at me. He was pointing at me. Would it be offensive if like me, like a just like an Italian like person, dress up as like an Italian person for Halloween?
No.
Because well, like
you're not
one of his brothers is like Argentinian and dressed up as Argentinian, like essentially for Halloween.
I guess if you dressed up as like a stereotyped Italian person, like that wouldn't be so cool.
I mean, it's just like...
What are you going as for Halloween? Are you going as Bob from
Bob's Burgers? Yeah, Bob's Burgers.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah, can't get offended by that.
But it's about cultural appropriation, so if it's
yeah, but
own,
he's American, you know? He's not
right,
really
but
Italian.
But if he were Italian, he couldn't appropriate his own culture, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's not. He said of him as, like, an Italian of Italian heritage, yeah. He's not Italian, okay. Like, from
like
Italy.
Like, Italian-American.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's such a weird.
It'd be like, you know, dressing up in that like stereotypical like beret, cigarette, red scarf.
That is like entirely French.
Shirt. I'm saying that's the French. I don't know what an Italian stereotype would be like.
It's just like clothes and like black
soccer,
hair.
Yeah, black slick black hair clothes.
Soccer.
Actually, I feel like Italian would be more in no clothes, slick black hair.
Yeah, that's what happens when everyone just walks around naked.
Yeah,
someone go naked is Halloween this year. Just be yourself.
Just be yourself for Halloween.
I'm always naked.
See, no, with that, yeah. Okay, well, would that costume be offensive?
I'm just naked out of my clothes.
Yeah, you could just tell people you're going as a ghost, but your costume was invisible. Because it's a ghost costume.
But then are you going as a ghost?
Kind of.
Can you text me?
You can be like
my text?
You could be like a you could be a flasher.
I'm texting you now.
Damn.
I'm gonna wear only a trench coat.
Nothing, damn, it happened twice. Jonathan, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. You'll get her outside.
So I live. Like everyone's gonna be paying attention to clowns, but it's gonna be looking for flashers.
I live by a school, and I got like I had a moment where I was like, oh, awesome! Like I'll buy some like great candy, and just like as the kids are leaving on Halloween, I'll just give them some candy. And I was like, God, no. I'm a guy. I'll get arrested for doing that. You know.
No, you won't.
Of course I would.
Of course I would.
There's a weirdo handed. Yeah. See, that's why Jonathan's gonna get arrested as a pedophile.
I'm looking forward to
getting arrested.
I'm gonna get some trick or treaters this year. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I thought I'd maybe get some trick or treaters because I live by a school, but I feel like if I set up for it, you know, by myself, it just comes off totally wrong.
No, it doesn't.
It definitely does. If some parents saw me with, like, a bowl of candy on the street being like, hey, kids, happy Halloween, they'd be like, get the fuck away from my kid.
I don't know, man. I'm fine with that, you know?
Just, you're not a parent. Dude, you are not a parent.
Candy? What's wrong with that?
Listen, Bobby's a parent, so he knows.
Bobby's got four kids.
We got two kids at home.
All right, we got tobacco.
Dad, Bobby dad.
Bobby is a dad.
Nick, Bobby, you're a dad. I thought you were like 40 when I saw you.
Yeah.
An old looking man.
I was gonna grow out the mustache for Bob's Burgers. You listeners can't see this, but
describe it to them.
I was gonna grow. Well, if you've watched Bob's Burgers, and I guess if you're an American and have watched Bob's Burgers, you know he has a mustache, a nice thick mustache, and you know I was working really.
Dude, continue.
All right, sorry, Robert. I was working like really hard on it, and then I shaved by accident.
You shaved by accident.
How does one shave by accident?
When did you realize, like halfway through, you're like,
oh, yeah, no, like immediately, because I always start with the like upper lip. So I like put the razor to it, and then I was just like, no, like please still be there, and I moved in. It's gone.
So
mustache.
We didn't really talk about the O'Reilly
factor.
Clip. Yeah, I don't know. I think you know, people shouldn't dress up in things that are, you know, going to be offensive to other people. That being
but where
said,
do you draw
I don't
the line.
All right, Ben, shut up. I was talking. I think that should be something that should be maybe more in the public domain of, you know, social shaming of the person and not something that the university should, you know, unless it was like blackface or something like that. I don't know if the what
are you going to be one of the people like on the street? It's like shame.
Yeah, no, I think that's what we should do. You know, like ding ding ding, shame. That kind of
shame.
That's the way to go about that.
Game of Thrones style, make them walk naked.
I don't know. I guess as a private institution, Tufts is totally in the right to do that. And I do think the O'Reilly factor is putting it a little bit out of proportion. I don't know. Thoughts?
Honestly, like, all jokes aside with regards to the argument, I feel as though it really comes down to common sense, both on the part of the person wearing the costume and, I guess, who would be the prospective accuser, almost. And I feel like for the person wearing the costume, you just have to kind of, like, know your shit. Like, if you're going to walk around dressed up as, like, I don't know, like, blackface is like too far of an example, but I guess like a Native American or something like very stereotypical. Like, yeah, like
that's been used as a costume in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not really.
Although there was that party in like some Southern California school, right, where it was like, was that like a Kanye party or something, and people came in blackface dressed as Kanye.
Yeah,
there's still a lot of people without common sense out there,
and I feel like that's what it racism, is. But also on the part of the accuser, I feel like a lot of it is also common sense and just kind of like knowing the context. Because like, well, it's not smart to go dress up as an like Native American, just like stereotypical costume. I feel like the girl wants to go dress up as like Pocahontas or something from like the Disney movie, not like the real life person. I feel like that adds a whole new like level of complexity to it.
Yeah, but like you wouldn't be able to tell just from looking at them.
You wouldn't, but I feel Pocahontas. Like you should be open to.
But again, that's something where it's like, if you have an issue with it, you should make it known to the person.
But you should hear them out too.
Well, yeah, yes, but you should make it known to them and not, like, for example, get the administration involved to get that person, you know, on probation or something.
You know, I think part of the thing about it being on the O'Reilly factor, it has to do with the generational difference and the fact that this isn't something that people discussed 40 years ago. Like, even 10 years ago, no one ever considered that when I was getting dressed for my Halloween costume, like at Party City. And now that we're at this like small, well-educated place where everyone, you know, talks about these issues, it's something that we as a college community are really aware of. But for someone like Bill O'Reilly, who like grew up 40 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever, he didn't think about that. And a lot of the people watching his show who never went to a school like this and are in our age never thought about it.
Yeah. That being said, you know, we are five white guys sitting in a room, so a lot of limited perspective here.
I don't consider myself white.
What do you consider yourself, Ben?
Israeli.
Racially ambiguous.
Yeah, because society thinks you're white.
He's not a sheep.
Sheeple.
I am.
Jonathan's like, yeah, I'm white. Yeah, Jonathan, you're the whitest guy in this room. Sheep. Oh, you're saying you're a sheep?
My girlfriend's dad thought I was black the first time he met me.
What?
He was like, I didn't know you were dating an African.
What?
I'm sorry, wow. But you don't look the least bit.
I'm just a
no. That's just a shocking thing for someone to say.
Yeah, they really
are. You South African?
Not remotely.
Wait, so not at all?
No.
Okay.
I'm like Polish or some shit. I don't even. It's convoluted.
In Morocco, Egypt,
maybe.
South African,
Europe.
African.
Just general Europe. That's like the entry level where it is.
Yeah. We're all European. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
What's up, Ben?
I'm 0% European.
What are you? I know you're Israeli, right? Is it like 100%?
Polish.
Oh, you're Polish? I didn't know that.
Romanian Europe?
0% European. Yeah. I just want to specify for the listeners, just clarify, 0% European, but he is Polish and Romanian. Not in Europe, though. A little geography lesson on Cool Like the Head.
Cool Day of Geography.
I recently found out I'm a very small percentage Albanian.
Where is Albania?
I have no idea.
It's right near Kosovo.
Right near Kosovo.
All right, where is Kosovo, man? You're making up. You're making up words here.
On the it's on the Eurasian continent.
Number one.
Did you just say the Eurasian continent? I thought that blew over 10 years ago. Trying to get that.
Did it? I thought Eurasia was Europe and Asia as like a continent.
I thought Eurasia was.
Considering it was separate from Africa due to the Suez Canal.
No, but.
Yeah, I have another.
I mean, it's Europe and Asia are two separate continents, so that's all.
It's close to Asia. I'm gonna go with Europe. It's kind of like near the Ural Mountains, that area of Russia, and you're like
the Ural Mountains.
Yeah, is it? How do you say it? I don't know.
European.
What?
Ural.
It's European. The Ural.
The Ural. Ural Mountains. It's a mountain range in Russia.
Ural.
That kind of goes down like
by Moscow.
It cuts. Right? Yeah.
Like Ural coming from European.
No,
it's like Ural, something like that.
I think Ural is a territory on the risk board map.
Understood.
Yeah, if you played Call of Duty Black Ops, you played the mission.
It's Ural, Ural. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't need that.
Simply the Urals.
You know, Jonathan, that guy that looks Western stuff Russia. Up on the computer when you're talking. Come on.
Jonathan, the type of guy to like look Kazakhstan. Up something and like 3 minutes later, if the conversation moved on, be like, by the way.
Guys, Nikki's been waiting for a while.
She just. Yeah.
Anyway, we got a song coming up.
Yeah. Callers, call in.
Call in. We got the number to call in is 855-915-9636.
WMFO. 855-915-WMFO.
I feel like I made it harder to understand.
Oh, you for sure did. All right, you're still listening to 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford. Check this out. We'll be right back.
Cool like that.
Alright.
Been outside in a minute, I've been living what I wrote. And all I see is snakes in the eyes of these niggas. Mama taught me how to read them when I look. Miss me at the precinct getting booked. Fishy niggas stick to eating off of hooks. Say you eating, but we see you getting cooked, nigga. I don't act hard, I'm a hard act to follow, nigga. Like it or not, when it drop, Betty gotta listen. Chasing dragons, trying to make it happen on a mission. Step into the shadows, we could talk addiction. When it's harmful where you going, and a part of you that know it don't give a fuck. Pardon me for going into details. 376 was a brothel, we had females coming every hour on the dot. And this shit sound like a gavel when it knock. Focus on my chat, ain't as frantic as my thoughts. Lately I've been panicking a lot. Feeling like I'm stranded in a mob. Scrambling for Xanax out the canister to pop. Never getting out of hand, steady handling my job. Time damaging my ties. Who turn to get up, get dude, turn to dinner quick. You circus niggas, you turning into tricks. I was making waves, you was surfing in them. Dealing with the stomach pain just from birthing nigga shit. Cut the grass off the surface, pray the lawnmower blade catch the back of a serpent nigga shit. Bitch. Yeah. Good grief, I've been reaping what I sowed. Nigga, I ain't been outside in a minute, I've been living what I wrote. And all I see is snakes in the eyes of these niggas. Mama taught me how to read them when I look. Miss me at the precinct getting booked. Fishy niggas stick to eating off of hooks. Say you eating, but we see you getting cooked, nigga. My fleeting thoughts on a leash. For the moment, high as fuck, I've been alone in my shit. For the longest. Snakes sliding in the street. Mama taught me how to not be like the bodies lying in them, pigs riding in them. I'm a target, so it's hard to even eye me in them. If he ain't dying for me, and I ain't riding with him, it's no time for that. Making sure my man wallet straight like a collar when you iron that. Thinking about my grandmama, find a bottle, I'ma wallow when I lie in that. I just want my time and my mind intact. When they both gone, you can't buy them back.
Get your motherfucking daily dose of violence, baby.
Yeah, this is a Halloween episode, Cool Like the Head. We are on the air, 91.5 FM. Cool Like the Head, WMFO Medford.
Than the head.
Cool Like the Head. Alright, you've been listening to...
This one goes out to my mother, Nancy.
Nancy.
I love you. I love you, Mom. This ain't no stopping, Nancy.
Dark ages, Constantine the Great, Henry the Eighth, built with Genghis Kong, the red suede Wally Dawn.
judge wisely, as if nothing ever surprised me. Lounging between two pillars of ivory, I'm lively. My dome piece is like building stones in Greece. My poems are deep, from ancient thrones I speak. I'm overwhelmed as my mind roams the realm. My eyes the visions, memory is the film. Others act subtile, but they fragile above cloud. They act wild and couldn't grudge a crowd. No matter how loud they get, though they growl and spit, clutch their fists and throw up signs like a crip, and throw all tight to fit. I leave them split like ass cheeks and rag pussy.
Hey yo,
lit.
Camouflage chameleon, ninja skill in your building. No time to grab the gun, they already got your wife and children. A hit was sent from the president to raid your residence, because you had secret evidence and documents on how they raped the continents. And it's the prominent, dominant Islamic, Asiatic, black Hebrew. The year 2002, the battle's still with the wolves. 6 million devils just died from the bubonic flow of the Ebola virus under the reign of King Cyrus. You can see the weakness of a man right through his iris. Unlawed use snakes get thrown in boiling lakes of hot oil. Uncoils your skin, chicken heads getting slim like olive oil. Only plant the seed deep inside fertile soil, fortified with essential vitamin and minerals. Use the sky for a blanket, stuff a cloud inside my pillow. Rolling with the lamb, 12 tribes, 144,000 chosen. Protons, electrons, always cause explosions. The banks
of G. You're listening to Cool Like the Head, G.
It's been 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I'm Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Garbutt.
All right, thank you all for listening tonight.
Thanks for coming on.
Have a real spooky Halloween. Yeah, Nick, our remaining guest.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah, thanks, man.
We send you out Halloween and baby.
Yeah, yeah, make sure to spook some kids. Babies.
Beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.